This is the Healthy Worship Team podcast, and I'm your host, Julie Engler. If you're a worship leader who's ready to get to the next level, whether it's to help your team thrive as your church grows, become a stronger leader yourself, or to add more creativity to what you do, you're in the right place. I've spent the last 20 years leading worship, and I want to share with you the best of what I've learned. I know you've got the talent. I know you've got the calling. Now let's talk about everything else. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Healthy Worship Team. Like I said, my name's Julie and I'm your host. I'm super pumped to be here. I love talking about how to build up your team, how to feel like you have a connection with the people that you're leading, and that you can really move forward in the vision that God has given you specifically in your church in order to worship, help your people worship the Lord and grow and all those good things. So I'm very, very honored to share this stuff. I hope it's helpful to you. If you've been enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you would follow me on whatever platform, Apple, Spotify, any of the other streaming platforms. I'd love it if you would send me an email. You can email me at thehealthyworshipteam@gmail.com. You can ask me questions. You can give me feedback. I highly value your feedback, especially as a worship leader. And actually, that's what we're going to talk about today. I just hit my computer. What I want to do today is I want to share with you some findings that I just came upon this last week. I spent some time asking some groups on Facebook, very large network groups for worship leaders. I spent some time asking them an important question. I asked them, what are the top three problems that you face leading a worship team? And I want to share those findings with you guys today. I think they are very, very helpful. I think my instinct was right. I think that our experience, our human experience is pretty common as a worship team. And as I read so many of these responses, there were hundreds of responses across several different groups. And I tallied them up to find the top issues. And so, yeah, I just wanted to kind of go through those with you guys. And I think before I get started with that, I just want to tell you that as I heard your problems, as I heard you share the top issues that you face, the first thing that I felt was, I know exactly how that feels. I felt all of those things. And I felt your pain, and I also felt your heart, like so much heart to do the right thing. Some of the responses I wish had been more soft-hearted, but also I can understand what it's like to struggle with feeling soft-hearted toward people that you're leading. And so when you feel like the weight is super heavy on you, sometimes that's what can happen, is that you can have less grace for the people that you're leading because of the weight that you're feeling. And so I just want you to know that, like, to the people who shared, I felt your pain. I felt the weight. I felt the desire to be the best leader that you can be. There were some really incredible answers. And so, I just want to go through those. Okay. Are you guys ready for this? So cool. I really wish I could talk about all of them. Starting out, I really was able to, some of them I combined a little bit into, like, tried to make them similar, but I tried not to combine them too much because I wanted to keep the nuances of how people responded. Some of the lower ones, let me just tell you some of the lower ones that were, like, maybe less than 10 people said these things. Things like lack of funding and support. Some people said they struggled with, like, technological or equipment issues, maybe like not having enough equipment or the right technology or not knowing how to use that equipment. But that was very, very low on the spectrum. One thing that I thought was pretty low was issues with your senior leader, like there not being like unity between you and your senior leader, or unclear roles or unclear authority. Like you're not sure if you actually have the authority to implement some of those changes. There was a few things in here that I thought were very, very insightful. And I really just, my heart just went out. One thing that surprised me, I don't know why it surprised me, because it's like, duh. But one thing that surprised me that so many people were so willing to say was their level of insecurity as a leader, not being super confident in stepping into that place of leadership, whether it was they weren't confident in their skill level, like they felt they weren't qualified skill-wise, or that they just felt like they weren't qualified to be in a leadership position. And all of these kind of lower ones, oh, we're definitely going to be talking about every single one of these. But as we started to get up, because my specific question to the worship leaders was, what are the top three problems that you have leading a worship team? And so I'm going to give you guys the top five, because I feel like they're really, really interesting and good. So starting at number five, the one thing that leader said was a problem was commitment or consistency in serving, or people backing out of serving. And so that was multiple people saying things in slightly different ways. But number five was them being able to rely on their team to show up when they say they're going to show up, or to commit to serving and then come and serve and not back out last minute. Now, as a worship leader, every one of you guys know the pressure and the stress of feeling like you've been left in the dust. And if I'm honest with you, there have been times when I have felt abandoned and betrayed because of people saying I can't. Now, the times that that emotion has been the highest has not been when I have been really allowing God to be my confidence and to handle the pressure. I guess what I'm trying to say is that as you learn to handle the pressure, you're able to handle some of the unexpected things. But I know that in times in the past, commitment and consistency can really be difficult. It's very, very indicative, a pattern of a lack of commitment and a pattern of people not serving consistently is not to be ignored. That's a huge indicator of a culture issue and an expectation issue for your team. So this episode, we're not getting into how to fix any of these things. We're just trying to see what people are saying and just kind of understand the nature of the problem. So a lack of commitment in your team, it's worth it to ask yourself, why do they think that it's of no consequence if they come or go? Why do they think it's no problem if they don't tell you that they won't come or that they won't be able to be there? Why do they think that? Food for thought. Okay, number four. Number four, top five problems in leading a worship team. Training and leading volunteers. This problem was it encapsulated the idea of, and I thought this one was probably one of my favorite answers. It was leaders genuinely saying they want to be good leaders. They want to help volunteers on their team. They want to help musicians and singers. They want to help them grow in skill, in excellence. They want to see them fulfill their potential musically. They also want to be good leaders of their hearts and of their minds and care for their team, help them to grow spiritually, to be someone that they can, that they can be the leader that their team needs them to be. I really heard the heart of the leaders in this question, in this problem. And I heard the ownership. I heard the desire to be a good steward of the role and the responsibility that they have. And I just love it. And I cannot wait to just unpack that and talk about the balance between and how those things do not have to conflict. And there were several leaders that that was another part of it, was that they were like, how do I find the balance between giving my team feedback on musical things and then making sure their hearts are right, and kind of dealing with the false assumption that if you address their musicality, that you are contradicting the spirit, or that you're not being spiritual, or that you're not caring about their heart, or that you're being a perfectionist, or a performance-driven leader, and so in an unhealthy way. So we're gonna get into that stuff. Super good. Okay, the third problem that they said probably made me laugh the hardest, and a lot of these problems could probably be encompassed in this one, but I just love that people were so clear about this one. Number three, the top three problem that worship leaders face leading a worship team was, quote unquote, people. Literally multiple people just said, number one, people, number two, people, number three, people. And as I was telling my husband, Chris, who is our worship pastor at our church, he just laughed, you know, it's funny to hear them say it that way. Now, there's a couple ways you can read that. And I think, you know, it takes getting to know someone or getting more in depth with them to understand what their heart is behind that. Some people can just be, you know, some leaders can just be critical and just kind of blame their team and be like, y'all are the problem. And if y'all would just get your stuff together. Now, but the way that I read it, or the way that I heard it, regardless of some of the emotion behind it, is the truth of the matter. This is the truth of the matter, right? Because if you hear something like, I don't understand what the problem is, why can't they just do what they say they're going to do, practice their music, love Jesus, love the church, like, what's the problem? Why am I not enough? And why are my words and what I'm asking of them, why is that not enough to get them to do what I need them to do? What they're really saying is, I don't understand the human and relational element of leading people. And this is a huge, huge thing that we're going to be talking about on this podcast, because I know you love the Lord. Just like I say in my intro, I know you've got the call. I know you've got the talent. I know you love the Lord. I know you want to worship Him. And I know you want that for your team. But you just being talented and just being devoted to God, there's a piece that's missing, and it's the understanding of how to lead the people of your team. They are human beings. You're a human being, which means there are emotions that both of you are going to be going through. And if you try to ignore those or shortcut those, you're going to be confused every time why things aren't working out. People matter. It takes people to do all of these things. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. We're the body of Christ. We're like living stones put together. We are a part of the same group, and God wants us to work together. We were born to be together in community with each other and with God. And all my relational people out there, they're all just like, woo, woo, woo. And then all of us, the rest of us who are like, I just want to like storm the gates of hell, and I don't understand why people won't just come with me. Understanding people and valuing and investing in your relationships is what you've been missing, and it's what's going to completely change the game. Okay, the second biggest problem when it comes to leading a worship team, based on my research, is recruiting or not having enough people on the team. Many, 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 many people talked about having a very small team, not having enough leaders, not having enough musicians, not having enough singers. They would talk about specific positions, and there are plenty of reasons why, but this is a legitimate thing. This is real. This is important. It's not a solution problem. It's a multifaceted thing that we will always have to look at and always have our eye on, and understanding what is our role in recruiting, what's our role in building the team, and how do we do that? How do we do it? So I'm super excited to get into that in some other episodes, but recruiting, building your team, not having enough, this is across the board. You can have a church of 75 to 100 people and feel like you don't have enough people on the team, and you can be in a church with over 1,000 people with multiple services, and your ratios are very off for what you really, the size of team that you need to have in order to sustain the amount of services. That is not uncommon. That is something that I have recognized in people that I've connected with in churches larger than me who have their team is not large enough to support the needs of the church. And the last, but definitely not least, actually the greatest problem that worship leaders have leading a worship team. This is the number one problem that the worship leader said that they have is having an unprepared team, that they do not come prepared to practice, that they do not practice beforehand, that they do not know their music. And as I read all of those responses, I was like, yep, totally feel that. Totally feel that. I understand the frustration that you have watching your team not come in and feeling like they're not as committed or bought in, that they didn't put the time in, all of those things. So totally get it. I wonder if you have any clue what I'm thinking about that based on the last several episodes of this podcast. It's interesting to me that the top problem leading a worship team is the thing that it reflects on you as a leader and affects you the most stress-wise, because as I look through the problems, I see issues and I see problems that if we could get past the crisis kind of urgency of like, oh my gosh, if people would just know their chords, we're not all going to be humiliated on Sunday. Like that tends to feel like the biggest and most important thing because it feels urgent and it feels like it has a direct connection so immediately to like, if you don't know your music today, how do I know Sunday's going to go okay? But if I look down on this list, only if many less people really pinpointed the most important problems. So I don't know. I'm not trying to like come to a ton of conclusions. I'm just telling you this was the most common thing, unprepared team, not practicing beforehand. This is actually a relatively easy thing to solve. TBH. It's pretty easy. In fact, I've already written out my very prescriptive podcast episode for a rehearsal series we're going to do. We're going to do how to get your team to come prepared. We're going to do how to get your team to come on time. I'm still working on a couple more episodes for that. And you know what? It's really tempting to think that if I could just do those, if I could just get my team to just do what I want them to do, then we wouldn't have any problems. But the truth of the matter is understanding vision, understanding where your team is headed, and making space for your team to become something more than just you, that is far more important than solving, than just getting them to fall in line and do what you're asking them to do. So I'm just kind of planting that seed there. Like, step back and think bigger than what your immediate issues are. They're real, they're valid, they're important, but they're not necessarily the thing that's actually going to change the course of your team. The unprepared team, this is what I would call the fruit of a problem. Like, it's the thing that everybody sees the most. It's the thing that you feel the most immediately, but it's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is much deeper and much more core to culture and core values. Like we talked about a couple episodes ago, we talked about the healthy worship team. We talked about a team that loves God, that loves people, that pursues excellence, and that chooses joy. Those core values, or you establishing what your core values are, is much more important for your team than getting them to stop coming late to practice. Them coming late to practice will start to minimize as you start to evaluate and implement the core value of excellence and also loving each other, you know, to be honest. Those are two things. We love each other by honoring each other's time. We pursue excellence by doing what we say we're going to do and showing up on time. So, okay, I'm going to leave it there. This feels very like uncomfortable for me not to have like a strong call to action for this, but I just wanted to lay it out there, kind of get us curious, get us excited and thinking about these problems that we have and how we can start to look at them differently and really solve them on a deeper level than just getting everybody to change, but by establishing a foundation of who we are as a team. That's all I've got for you today. I love talking with you guys. I want to hear more from you. I got so fired up reading the problems and reading those things. I plan on asking more questions. I want to dive deeper into the rehearsal problems. I do love to bring solutions and help people workshop ways to change and to tweak things in order to help things move in the right direction. And so I hope I get to do that more. If you liked what you heard, if it's helpful to you, if you're enjoying it, I would love it if you would subscribe, follow, leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and that really helps the podcast get out. Also, you can email me at thehealthyworshipteam@gmail.com. You can ask me questions. You can give me feedback. I would love your feedback. I want to keep doing better and better. I want to be the best podcaster for worship teams that's out there. And so I appreciate your feedback. If you have any suggestions for me or things you'd like to hear, as always, I'm excited. I'm grateful that you're doing the hard work that you're doing. It is so important for you to be serving the Lord where you're serving Him. You're needed, you're valuable, and you're doing a great job. And I'll see you guys next time.